Now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. Today I have Pam Adams, who is a member of the Ascension's St. Matthew's Church, and she's here to talk about Shrove Tuesday. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning, Ro.
Well, thanks for coming in. I just want to know, what are we doing?
Well, Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper has been an institution here in Castle Country for years and years and years, and it is one of those things that the community looks forward to. We open the church to the community. We serve a pancake supper, which consists of scrambled eggs, ham, orange slice, drinks, and all the pancakes you can eat. And we have a secret recipe for our pancakes, which everybody tells us are the best in Castle Country. Our tickets are available at the door, and it is $5 for a single, $20 for a family, and if you have a child that's under the ages of 3 years old, as long as they're accompanied by an adult, they are admitted free.
Now, you guys always have your little gift shop open during these little events. Will it be open again this time?
Oh, yes.
And tell us what sort of items you have in there.
Oh, my goodness. We have a huge variety. I can't be given to even mention all the things that we have. But a lot of things we have are lap quilts, baby quilts, soft goods of all kinds, needlepoint, embroidery. We have decorative mugs. We have jewelry. We have a little bit of everything in their books. It's hard for me to go through the whole entire list because we add to it on a regular basis. Wall crosses, all sorts of things that are of interest, you know, in other words, a huge variety. People always are amazed that the little shop has as many things in it as it has. But we try to keep different strokes for different folks, as LaDiva Davis, the cook, used to say in the shop.
So tell me, where do the proceeds for this event go to?
The proceeds for this event, as with our fall fair, that go into our community outreach so that we can help as many people as we possibly can. Above and beyond our, you know, expenses, that's what we try to do. And every month we put money back into the community from these two main events. It's open to the public. The church is always open to the public, but anybody's welcome at any time. But the main focus is to help with as many projects as we can and give back to the community as much as we can.
All right. Well, this sounds good. I think breakfast for dinner is good anytime. That's just my philosophy. But all right, folks, you don't want to miss out on the Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper at the Ascension St. Matthew's Church. Now, they're located at 522 North Homestead Boulevard. And it's going to take place on February 28th from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. Now, the cost is a donation, and it's a single $5, family $20. And then, of course, children 3 and under are free. And this should be a really fun event. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, we've helped support a lot of the local businesses. The Children's Justice Center comes to my mind right away. There's a lot of places like that, not just individual people, or we do individual people sometimes, depending on what the need is. If it's an accident or, you know, a life-threatening kind of thing that someone needs the extra help with, we do that too. But mostly it goes to, places like the Children's Justice Center and Active Reentry and
Boys and Girls Club,
and the list goes on and on. I mean, I could take 10 minutes and I won't do that for you. One of the more exciting things that's happened in the last few years is, because we're a small congregation and we always encourage people to come and help and do what they want to do, is we've had volunteers from the AmeriCorps Corporation who come out. They're usually women who are working for the VISTA programs, and they come and help us and have a good time. And this year, as in years past, Coach Vanda Bakelli, who is the head coach at USU Eastern, he encourages his young men who come from all over the world to come and experience what it's like to work in an American situation. And they are wonderful kids. They're just absolutely terrific. And they come in shifts and they do what they can, set up, take down, help serve. And it's a nice opportunity for everybody in the community to get to meet them. So that's something that I think is very special.
Well, that's good that they come and help.
Oh, it's terrific that they come and help because, as I say, our congregation is small and some of us aren't getting any younger, so we always appreciate the help.
Right, right. All right, folks, well, you don't want to miss this. Again, February 28th, it's going to be held at the Ascension St. Matthew's Church at 522 North Homestead Boulevard. Again, it's a donation. It's $5 to get for a single, $20 for a family, and it's delicious pancakes and ham and...
And scrambled eggs.
And scrambled eggs. It's breakfast, folks. Breakfast for dinner. You can't miss that. So don't worry about dinner on the 28th. You can go on down. It's for a great cause. They use all the funds, like I said, to help, you know, other agencies like the Children's Justice Center, like Active Reentry, like Boys and Girls Club. So it all goes towards a great cause. It helps them help other agencies that may need it. So if you have any questions, they can call the church.
Yes. 637-0106 is our church office, and there's usually somebody there in the mornings from 9 till about 1 or 1:30. We have a new pastor who came. He and his wife have been here now 8 months, Pastor James Locke and his wife Samantha. And if you have not had the opportunity to meet them, it would be a good opportunity to meet them at that time.
Because they'll be there for sure.
That's right.
All right. All right, folks, that has been another Castle Country Focus.